Yeah, I'm good.
We're now joined by York Institute head coach, Kerry Johnson. Coach Johnson, thanks for jumping on with us today, and how's it going this afternoon?
Pretty good. Getting ready to hit the field here in a little bit.
Coach, it's always good to get back off out on the field after a tough loss there in Knoxville against GCA, 35-0, just to get it out of your system and begin to move on to the next opponent.
Yeah, that's what I was, you know, through the weekend, you're eager to just sort of put it behind you and move on. That's, you know, and just start working. That's all you can do. You know, we can have a pity party or we can go to work, and hopefully we're going to choose to go to work.
Coach Johnson, there at playing GCA there in Knoxville last week, it was only 14-0 there at halftime. Looked like had a little trouble moving the ball, but things really got turned around. I say bad or poorly. They scored 21 in the third. So first off, just the first half, how did that go? And you were able to hold them to 14.
Well, actually, we gave them a touchdown right at the end of the half. It should have been 7-0 at halftime. Made a call, and I take all the full blame on the call. We had the ball around the 40 or so with about a minute and a half, and had our starting quarterback got hurt just previously. I should have just tried to run the clock out and go to half 7-0, but we made a call and we fumbled and gave them the ball. They in great field position, and they got their second touchdown right before half and go up 14-0. But we kind of loosened Dalton Barger, our starting quarterback, hurt us not only on offense, but it hurt us on the defensive side because he's the captain, but he's the quarterback of the secondary too, and he played safety. He made an interception early in the game. He had 40-something yards rushing, and now all of a sudden he's gone. And so we had to adjust and try to throw some people into the fire that may not have been quite ready, a couple of freshmen. So they got to get ready this week.
Coach, in there in the third quarter, you talked about it. It should have been a 7-point game at halftime, and playing with some young guys. I don't know if you're going to have to play them again or not, if Dalton's going to be in or out. So what's his status?
I'm afraid he's gone for the year. It was a collarbone shoulder issue, and still kind of talking with the orthopedic doctor, and he wants to hold off on surgery. But he said he doubts he can be back out on the field this year, and he sure wouldn't be if he had surgery. So we're going to have to get these guys ready, and they're capable. They came off our freshmen came off of two good years in our junior high program where they haven't lost a game, so they're not used to losing. So hopefully that will carry over with them.
Well, Coach, at least they were able to get in some time last week before you throw them back into the fire this week against a region opponent in Smith County.
Yeah, and I think we'll be fine once they get preparation because Dalton took every snap in under center last week in practice. We want to get two guys ready. You know, both of them will be freshmen. We're going to have two guys kind of sharing the duties this week at quarterback. And then Miles, one of those quarterbacks, will be playing actually Barger's spot on the secondary at safety, which he's worked there some, so that wasn't quite as bad, but he's still – he missed Barger because Barger he just has a knack for the ball, and he's your fastest guy on the team. You lost a lot right there.
Coach, offensively,
like I said, we can move on.
Well, Coach, you talk about all that Dalton does, offense and defense, quarterback of the offense and quarterback of your secondary. Offensively, though, he did so much for you guys, making all the reads and having the great ability to run the ball. So what's the offense going to look like going forward without him?
Well, Miles Lefty, who will probably be the one guy that's probably back there in his spot most of the time, he's a similar type of a guy. He doesn't quite have Barber's speed yet. Like I said, he's only a freshman, but he's going to try to step in there and, you know, we're still committed to the triple option, but we'll throw some wrinkles in there possibly to help try to, you know, not be so one-dimensional, I guess. But our receivers have got to step up and help, too. They've dropped 6 or 7 passes this year that's been right in the hands, and we got to make plays at some point offensively.
Well, Coach Johnson, thank you for jumping on with us. I know you're in the middle of a long, over a month-long road stretch here, so I know you'll be excited to get to play a game back home in Jamestown, but good luck on the road this week.
I appreciate it. Thank you, guys.